Book 8. The Stay in Phaeacia. Soon as the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, revered Alcinous rose from bed, and up rose also high-born Odysseus, spoiler of cities. And now revered Alcinous led the way to the assembly place of the Phaeacians, which lay beside the ships. When they were come, they took their seats on polished stones set side by side, while Pallas Athena went throughout the town in likeness of the page of shrewd Alcinous, planning a safe return for brave Odysseus. And approaching one and another man, she gave the word, "Come hither, Phaeacian captains and counselors. Come, hasten to the assembly to hear about the stranger who came but lately to the house of wise Alcinous, when cast away at sea. In form he is like the immortals." With words like these, she stirred in each a zeal and a desire, and speedily the assembly place, and all its seats, were filled with those who came. Then many marveled when they saw the wise son of Laertes, for Athena cast a wondrous grace about his head and shoulders, and made him taller than before, and stouter to behold, that so he might find favor in all Phaeacian eyes, as one of power and of worth, and that he might win, too, the many games in which the Phaeacians tried Odysseus. So when they were assembled, and all had come together, Alcinous thus addressed them, saying, "Hearken, Phaeacian captains and counselors, and let me tell you what the heart within me bids. This stranger, who he is I do not know, came hither as a wanderer from peoples east or west. He begs us for assistance, and prays it be assured. Then let us, even as heretofore, furnish assistance promptly, for never has a stranger reached my halls and tarried long distressed for lack of aid. Come, let us launch into the sacred sea a black ship, freshly fitted, and let the 52 youths be chosen from the land who have at former times been found the best. Then, after lashing carefully the oars upon the pins, all disembark and take a hasty meal, coming for this to me. I will make good provision for you all. That charge I give the youths. But for the rest of you, you sceptered kings, come to my goodly palace, that there within my hall we entertain the stranger. Let none refuse, and call the sacred bard Demodocus, for surely God has granted him exceeding skill in song, to cheer us in whatever way his soul is moved to sing.